From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and it is being called the tweet heard around the world. Justine Sacco was on her way to South Africa and sent out a tweet just before boarding the plane that read, "Going to Africa, hope I don't get AIDS, just kidding, I'm white."
That tweet went viral while she was in the air, and now Ms. Sacco is no longer employed as a PR executive with Barry Diller's media company IAC. The company said it has parted ways with her. Daniel Posenning is the author of Manners in a Digital World, Living Well Online, and he moderates the Etiquette Daily on the Emily Post blog online. He joins us from the studios of Vermont Public Radio. Daniel, welcome.
Hi, it's good to be with you.
Good to have you. So first of all, were you surprised by what happened to Justine Sacco?
You know, I'm surprised and I'm not. You would think that by now people would have learned that Twitter is a very public forum. At the same time, people continue to make these types of mistakes. And in some ways, it gets less surprising every time you see it.
Well, Dana, you offer some training, social media etiquette training to businesses. What do you tell them to do?
We absolutely do. And it's funny because there's an example that we've used for years now about a PR executive who was going to visit a client in Memphis, FedEx, and wrote that something to the effect of, "I'm going somewhere that I would never want to live." And when he walked through the door, of course, he was confronted with that reality by the client. And also in that situation, there was a bunch of quick work that had to happen to repair that relationship. Business really being built on relationships. It's surprising that a PR person would make that kind of mistake, and yet it continues to happen.
Now, dealing with the mistake is the next question, and how you deal with it. Of course, she was in the air when it happened, so she couldn't do much in terms of deleting the tweet or not. But there was another tweet over the weekend that got some headlines from the actor Steve Martin, who tweeted this tweet that some people thought was racist and then pulled it immediately and apologized. But is it a good idea to delete a tweet? Because some people get angry at even doing that.
Indeed. It can appear like you're trying to escape blame or polish the record. At the same time, if it's something really offensive and you recognize that you've made that kind of mistake, removing it so it doesn't cause further offense and offering a genuine apology isn't a bad way to proceed at all.
So, Daniel, one other way of dealing with it, I suppose, is not going on Twitter at all. And I understand that many Fortune 500 executives do exactly that. They stay away from Twitter to avoid public snafus. I suppose that's effective to a certain degree, but Twitter's a powerful tool. So what's the special challenge here?
Absolutely. And that's the catch-22. On the one hand, there are certain rewards to be reaped from opening up and participating in these powerful new forums and mediums. At the same time, there are definitely cautionary tales and things to beware of. So I like to advise people, if they're going to try using these powerful tools, to take some time to figure out what some of the norms are for the particular community or social media network that you're working on so you can avoid these kinds of mistakes. There are some general rules that can help, and trying to be funny can be particularly difficult. It's hard to write funny, even for a practice comedian like Steve Martin.
Well, and I don't think that either the tweet from Steve Martin or the tweet from Justine Sacco was funny, but I just want to ask in the few seconds we have left, are we taking this a little too seriously? Maybe people should just unfollow people when they send out tweets like that.
It's true that as more and more of our lives are lived in public spaces, I think that we need to give each other a little more latitude because we're all going to make these kind of mistakes and we'd want that kind of latitude ourselves. At the same time, we want to keep the high standards that are important. And when you're talking about issues like racism, politics, or religion, it's really important that we hold those standards.
Daniel Senning's rules for tweeting. Can I tweet that? Can I tweet those? That's safe, right?
Indeed.
Daniel Posenning is author of Manners in a Digital World, Living Well Online. He also moderates the Etiquette Daily on the Emily Post blog online. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us.
You're most welcome.
This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.